Tensions are continuing to escalate between the United States and Iran, with the US announcing that they will send an additional 1,000 troops to the Middle East. The announcement by US Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan comes after Iran declared it was no longer going to comply with part of the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, also known as the Iran nuclear deal. The announcements represent the mounting tension between the two countries, which is marked by economic suffocation and the threat of military action. Sonia Lal has more.
In a game of tit for tat, where neither the United States or the Islamic State of Iran are backing down, the intensifying friction is edging towards a nuclear flashpoint. On Monday, Tehran declared it would partially break compliance with the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action by surpassing the internationally agreed-upon limits on its enriched uranium stockpiles by the 27th of June this year. The Iranian ambassador to the UK, Hamid Bayedinejad, defended Tehran's announcement.
There is a confusion maybe here. We announced 40 days ago that if, we have decided to suspend two of the measures designed in the JCPOA. We are not committed anymore to the level designed by the JCPOA.
The United States did not remain silent. And only hours later, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced the deployment of approximately 1,000 more troops to the Middle East for defensive purposes and in response to the alleged Iranian attacks against commercial oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. Dr. Roger Shanahan, research fellow at the Lowy Institute, avers that America's reaction was to be expected.
The U.S. really had to be seen to be doing something in response to the attacks on the two tankers in the Gulf. It's just a reaction to Iran's response, and what we're seeing is incrementalism as one side undertakes one action, the other calibrates its response appropriately, and this is the US's calibrated response to attacks on the oil tankers.
The Republican Senator for Arkansas, Tom Cotton, asserts that these unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike. However, PhD candidate at the Center for Arab and Islamic Studies at the Australian National University, Aidan Parks, is skeptical that a full-blown military confrontation will actually unfold as the modern landscape of warfare changes.
In my opinion, it's doubtful. I think that modern warfare in this day and age will see isolated conventional warfare and high levels of economic warfare as we're seeing. And I think this might be a trend of the 21st century, and as modernity sort of coalesces with geopolitics, we're going to see less. I think the one thing to understand here is that Iran sort of developed this game of warfare from state-based warfare to proxy and non-state actor warfare between states, and now it's been extended once more to economic pressure. So no, I don't think it'll break out into all-out war simply because the US has too much to lose in the region versus what it has to gain.
So do you think this conflict then is a reflection maybe that the original notion of having these very small number of superpowers is changing and is disintegrating?
Well, I think it really depends on the power parity of the great three powers and what role the great three powers want to play. By the great three, I mean China, Russia, and America. What role these states want to play in the Middle East. If the US withdraws at least its influence or its clout in the region, then it's likely that other states will look to militarize, and perhaps Saudi Arabia will look to nuclearize, and then this will create a region, a sub-region of the world we have right now, which is mutually assured destruction. So in a way, it could create more stability towards a regionalized approach to strategy, but US influence historically has been a point of stability. This is also contingent on the interests and the changing interests of these states. Iran is a rising nation, and while Iran was trying to get on its own feet, trying to export its oil, do all these things with US basically controlling the tides of the Middle East, things have changed now, and their regional hegemons can emerge more easily when there's no one superpower in the world.
Dr. Shanahan purports that President Trump is not a foreign policy president, and this, in conjunction with singed multilateral relations between the US and other nations, means brokering a solution will not be easy.
One of the problems with the US is all the actions that have been taken so far, including dropping out of the JCPOA, have been done unilaterally. Iran can portray this as a unilateral conflict between a larger state and a smaller state. The US now is trying to get broader international support for its position. The problem for the US, of course, is that burnt lots of its multilateral bridges with its closest European allies in particular. So there's not much interest in helping the US out of this. I think really at the moment the US is looking to garner international support to try and put some kind of diplomatic pressure on Iran, but it's a difficult road for them to hoe.
Dr. Roger Shanahan, Research Fellow at the Lowy Institute, ending that report by Sonia Lal.